بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أهل الكتاب لم تكفرون بآيات الله وأنتم تشهدون. يا أهل الكتاب لم تلبسون الحق بالباطل وتكتمون الحق وأنتم تعلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained that there are groups in the Jews and Christians who want to mislead the Muslims, and always they are trying to remove them from the deen, turn them away from the deen, that they must give up the deen. That is, continuously they are making those efforts. And that is carrying on till today, the think tanks they have, etc., and how to, and in various ways, to lure Muslims to leave the deen of Islam. Here in this ayat now, Allah Ta'ala addresses the Muslims, and Allah Ta'ala warns them of this planning of the non-Muslims, and also how they change the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. There are three ways which Allah explains here. They change the ayats. One is they change the actual words, or they change the meaning, or the truth, those ayat, they brush them aside. They sweep them under the carpet. That is with regard to the clear ayats which have come in the Torah and Injil, with regard to the very clear description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is the true Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, about Islam, about the miracles of Islam. But they hide all that. So Allah Ta'ala says, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Ahl al-Kitab, to warn us, the Muslims. Allah says to them, Lima takfuruna bi ayatillah. Kyu inkar karte ho Allah ke kalam ka? Wa antum tashhadun, aur tum qail ho. That why do you disbelieve in the signs of Allah Ta'ala when you witness to the truth of it? That is, you accept and you admit that in your kitabs, the Torah and Injil, thus refers either to the ayats in the Torah and Injil of the clear description of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truthfulness of Islam, the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says that you bear witness that the Torah is the book of Allah. Then why don't you believe what the Torah says? You believe that the Bible is the book of Allah. Then why don't you believe the Bible, the Torah, clear sign, even after they have removed those ayat, there are still enough ayats to show of the truthfulness of Islam and of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allah says that why do you disbelieve in that? Or it refers to the ayats which are in the Quran Sharif, and which they also in the private meetings they admit that it is true, the ayat which have come about the truthfulness of Islam, of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they bear witness to it in their private meetings. Then what is stopping them from bringing iman and accepting Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the last and final Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? In the next ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the reason for that why the Jews, Christians do that. Ya Ahl al-Kitab, Ahl al-Kitab, Allah is addressing the Ahl al-Kitab to make the Muslims aware of what they do. Lima talbisun al-haqqa bil-batil, kyu milate ho sach mein jhoot, why are you mixing with the truth falsehood? Wa taktumun al-haqq, aur chupate ho sachi baat, and you hide and conceal the true talks and the true ayats. Wa antum ta'alamun, jankar, and not that you are doing it unknowingly, but very knowingly you are doing that. So this refers to the ayat in the Torah and Injil, that they know the truth, but they mix it with falsehood, and they don't let the truth come out. And this is a very dangerous thing, which we must be also careful that we don't mix the truth with falsehood. An example of that is in the Quran Sharif, a person doesn't want to make namaz. And he says in the Quran it has come, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and do not even go near namaz. Forget making namaz, you mustn't even go near namaz. But he doesn't read in front, wa antum sukara. That is, when you are in a state of drunkenness, when you are intoxicated. That ayat was revealed in the beginning stages, when liquor was still not made haram. But now a person uses that ayat, that is mixing the truth with the falsehood. And that unfortunately is happening a lot with the learned people. They know clearly what is the truth and the falsehood, but they mix it in order to deceive people. And they give the wrong interpretation of the Quran Sharif. The same thing which the Jews and the Christians did, unfortunately that is within us. So we have to be very careful of that. And the other, وَتَكْتُمُونَ al-haq, and you hide away the truth. You know what is the truth, but just because of your own nafs, your desires for some monetary gain, for some worldly matters, you hide the truth. So there are three ways that Allah explained. That one is, they change actually the word. Or secondly, the words, they remain the same, but they change the meaning of it. Or the third, that they just hide away those ayat, and part of the ayat they hide away. And Allah Ta'ala warns here also, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. It isn't that you don't know what you are doing. You are doing it knowingly. When Allah is saying that, who knows us better than ourselves, we can make our excuses. بَلِلْ إِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا. Allah says, insan, he knows his own condition. He knows perfectly what his condition is. وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا. He can make excuses and say, I didn't know, etc. I did it with good intention, but he knows his condition himself. In the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will say, اِقْرَأْ كِتَابَكَ. Read your own report today. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا. You yourself are sufficient to know what your result is. You know what you did in your life. Don't try and put up a false front now and try and hide behind ignorance or under other things, anything. Everyone knows what he did. So these are very stringent warnings for us, which the Ahl-e Kitab was guilty of, and we are warned here that we must not be guilty of those things. We must not mix the ayat of the Quran, we must not hide the truth, we must not change the meanings of the ayat of the Quran Sharif. May Allah guide us to righteousness, and open, and all this is dependent on the sincerity of the heart. If a person is sincere in his heart, akhirat is in front of him, then he sees his road very clearly. But when dunya's objectives, agendas of dunya in front of us, we want the smart life of this dunya, we want name and fame, we want to enjoy this dunya's life, then we change the ayat of the Quran to suit us and to make it fit in with us. But if we make our niyat akhirat, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then it's very easy for that person, and he gets guided to righteousness, and Allah gives him much more greater joy, even in this world, and in the year after, that joy cannot be measured in any way what Allah will give. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah.